Disclaimer, English isn't my first language, so please forgive any oddities. Me and my GF met in the last year of my college life and we hit it off instantaneously and then some more when we realized how much our sex drives matched. I have dated several people in the past and have never ever been in sync with them as I am with my current GF. Our sex drives were so out of control that we fucked in empty classes fully aware that we might be caught. We came this close to being caught when someone walked in on us after I had just pulled my hand out from down her top groping her tits. That entire session is a story for another day. For visualization's sake, she's a tiny barely 5 feet 0 inches Asian girl with boobs bigger than you would expect a girl of her size to carry and an ass to match. She's got thicker than average lips, dark brown hair, and dark brown eyes. I've been in love with her ass ever since we met. I'm what she constantly calls TDH, as in tall, dark and handsome. Just above that 6-foot mark, olive complexion, not fat nor skinny, but well built only by virtue of my genes. I finished school earlier than she did, so I had to move back a couple states away, and when she finished she had to move back home instead of with me as originally planned. All of this to say that we've been in a long distance relationship ever since we started. This story is about the first time we met after moving back. Our school had this annual event that even alumni could attend, and we thought what better opportunity to meet. We had been planning to meet ever since the day we parted, but one plan fell through after the next. This was only a blessing in disguise as we got to know each other's kinks and fetishes in and out. She likes to be degraded, controlled and spanked. I like to do all of those things. She likes to be gagged and blindfolded. I again like to do all those things. The event was as good as any excuse to meet up. Only problem was that all of our friends were going to be there and had made plans to stay together and do activities for the entirety of the duration of the event. It would both be rude and sorta awkward to say that I didn't want to spend time with them and only Maya. But that didn't matter once I saw her. I arrived a little than she did to the event, and my god, the first time I saw her, all I thought was this slut is mine. I don't know if similar thoughts went through her head, but I can tell you this, she was giving me the most intense fuck me eyes that I've ever seen. Maya along with our friends was waiting for me in a local cafe, and as soon as I arrived I knew it would be impossible to keep my hands off of her. She was wearing this maroon satin top that was neatly tucked into her tight black jeans. The top hugged every curve she had, her delicate sides in clear view. The way her huge boobs just so obviously were out there. /r/2 bus tito hide shit man. She put every other girl to shame on that table. As I walked in she was the first to spot me. She immediately ran up to hug me and I got a good feel of her massive tits pressed up against my chest. It's sort of comical how much taller I am than her, so every time she's stood in front of me I am directly looking down her top. This time was no different. After she pressed her tits into me, the perfume she always wore filled my nose and taking me back to all the times we had. All the hot, dirty, not sex we had. She noticed my mind wandering and gave me a look that let me know what was to come. We sat back down at the table and ordered ourselves a couple of burgers and drinks. It was around 7 p.m.-ish when I had arrived and my friends had every intention to spend a good 4 to 5 hours catching up. Maya and myself did not. The moment we sat down together we had started holding hands, but it didn't stay this innocent for long. I put a hand on her thigh casually and silently worked my way up. She was trying to keep her cool and man, it was so adorable. She became visibly flustered, tripping over words with her face red. She stopped me a couple of times because how we're seated, we could have easily been spotted. I didn't stop. She didn't protest. I snuck my hand behind her, up her back, feeling all I could in the moment. The sexual tension was way too fucking much. It was too much. I told everyone that myself and Maya had to leave to catch a movie. She was quiet with her legs tight together. She later told me that she was dripping wet. All of us were supposed to stay on campus in a sort of a camp thing and spend the night around the campfire. That was not going to happen. We excused ourselves and told everyone we'd be back at the campus. That of course never happened because we got an Uber and made our way to the hotel room I had booked for the sole intention to fuck Maya's brains out. The Uber ride was tame, both of us had too many nerves. We felt like teenagers. When we got to the hotel they told us that they hadn't got our room ready yet, so we had to wait in a lounge. This was fucking torture. She was sitting slightly bent over so her boobs were spilling out of the top. I was harder than I have been in my entire life. We finally went into the room and bolted the door shut. She was sat down on a chair as I locked the door. This was it. We were in a city that barely knew us, so far away from home, in a hotel room. Just to fuck. I kissed her as she sat on the chair. She stood up wrapping her hands around me to grope my ass. I did the same. Her huge round ass finally at my fingertips. Her perfume driving me into a haze. I pushed her against her wall. We were making out, our tongues wrapped around one another. I bit her lip and she let out a frustrated moan, louder than it should have been. I picked her up and pushed her against the wall, her legs wrapped around me. I could feel the warmth around between her legs on my crotch and my cock throbbed having what it wanted so fucking close. I turned around and threw her onto the bed. She let out another moan. I took my shirt off and she gasped. Reaching out, she caressed her palm across my body slowly at first. She took off her maroon/burgundy top off and her boobs dropped in a sexy leopard print bra that she wore just for this occasion. I groped them, kissed them, licked them. She undid the strap and let the straps fall off her shoulders. There they were. In all their glory. Her nipples hard, erect. My mouth gravitated towards them. My tongue doing circles around her nipple. I used my hand to squeeze her other free boob. I could have kissed her boobs all night, but I had another part of her waiting for me. I went back up and kissed her neck, up her ears, and then started to make my way down. I kissed and licked her sides, her sexy tummy until I got to her thighs. She still had her pants on, and I tell you, if they were any other color other than black, you would have seen a puddle. She took off her pants in bed to reveal matching leopard print panties. They were soaked. I kissed along her panty line and then gripped them with my teeth and pulled them down. She was absolutely soaked. Her pretty little pussy just drenched in her juices and swollen. Immediately my mouth fell onto her pussy and I had only just begun to eat at her when she said, "Just fuck me already, daddy." I pulled out my throbbing cock, ridiculously bigger than she was in comparison. I wanted her on her stomach with her ass facing towards me. In a prone bone position. The juices from her pussy had leaked onto her fat round ass and fuck me, it looked so goddamn appetizing. I brought the head of my cock to her pussy, teasing the entrance, but who was I fooling? I couldn't hold on any longer. I pushed the head of my cock inside her. Inch by inch I pushed my thick cock inside her tight pussy. Her juices spilling out. The warmth from her pussy felt just divine. I pulled out and then pushed in deeper, already trying to create a rhythm. She let out moans and sharp sighs and what sounded like words. My cock was now all the way inside her and I let it stay there for a second trying to catch my breath. When I felt she had adjusted to my length, I started fucking her. The sweet sounds of her wetness and our bodies slamming into each other filling the room. She let out inaudible moans with her body welcoming every thrust. I completely filled her. There wasn't any breathing room. I quickened my pace and she arched her back slightly to let my cock in easier. I found a comfortable rhythm, but I soon realized that I wasn't going to last, so I pulled out. My cock was legit dripping with the wetness from her pussy. Both of us were out of breath. I now wanted to fuck her tits. She happily obliges and laid flat on her back as I positioned myself over her chest, and tried not getting a cramp. My cock was still a little wet from her pussy, but not enough to fuck her tits. She then spat in her hand, in the sexiest way possible, and stroked my cock until it was dripping again. She pushed her boobs together and I slid my cock in them. Fucking hell, how she moaned at that only encouraged me to go harder. I pushed the tip PF my cock to her mouth every time I thrust in. This eventually led to her face head pushed up against the bed and me fucking her face. She could barely get past the head and her mascara started to leak from her eyes. That only made it that much more hotter for me. I eventually laid back and she started to blow me. He stroked my cock while her mouth bobbed up and down my head. I knew I was close, so I told her to stop. She'd been on birth control because she wanted to be fucked raw, so both of us knew how we wanted this to end. She laid back again on her back, missionary. I brought my cock to her swollen pussy and our eyes met. She gave me the slightest of nods, biting her lip. I pushed in, her parting letting me in. I grabbed her hips letting, using the leverage to push deeper and deeper into her leaking pussy. Her boobs swaying with every thrust, her face flushed. I felt it coming. I thrust myself deep as I could go into her and filled her pussy with my cum. Load after load my cum shot into her pussy. It was so much cum. It leaked from her pussy. It was so much cum. I just fucking collapsed onto her. I rolled over to her side and we sorta cuddled and made out until I was hard again. She said she was in no condition to go for round two, so she spat in her hand and jerked my cock off until I came all over her. We didn't go back to our friends that night.